Okay, so there were a couple of other questions about attitude that I think follow on from some of the things we've just been talking about. So, a question: when I explore the attitude to an experience like a relationship, I say I feel the desire to connect. How the attitude affects me, sometimes it brings joy and sometimes there's anxiousness. How do I assess these qualities? Are they signaling anything in terms of what to do? Do I simply let go? So, I mean, I would again, just this practice is really about curiosity. What's happening? What are you noticing? And so you're noticing various things around the attitude around connecting. Around the desire to connect, so with a particular person. And that sounds like it's sometimes coming with a feeling of openness and joy, and sometimes coming with a feeling of contraction and anxiousness. So that's maybe a little separate from the wish to connect. The wish to connect can be infused with either, kind of a sense of open-heartedness or a sense of neediness. So just curiosity around it. I wouldn't say just simply let it go. I would be curious about, oh, well, with this wish to connect, it feels like a needing. It feels like a trying to hold on or a tightening. Okay, well, that's what's happening. What's going on there? So simple curiosity there. If you're exploring this more in a reflective way, yesterday afternoon, I offered a reflective practice where you can take some time to bring something into mind, and bring content into mind. So in this case, bringing the sense of a relationship into the mind and what's the attitude about that relationship. Sometimes it may feel like it shifts or wavers from, that wanting to connect, that pull towards wanting to connect sometimes might have the flavor of joy and sometimes might have the flavor of anxiousness. So in a reflective practice, you can take some time to just be curious about the variety of things going on. That may be a little bit easier to do it in a time separate from the actual interaction. So that you've got some time to kind of explore what else is going on with those feelings of anxiousness or joy. It may not be so easy to do that right in the midst of a conversation or being with that person, but to be just curious about what's there with it. And perhaps in that exploration, opening to, well, how does it feel to have that feeling of anxiousness or neediness? Or, it's not okay if I don't connect. What's with that? What is the belief that's happening with that? So some curiosity around that. The feeling of connection, the feeling of wanting to connect itself, can have that sense of contraction with it and can have that sense of open-heartedness to it. The quality of metta, the quality of loving kindness has a wish to connect. And so there can be that wholesome wish to connect that's there, but it also can be there's some neediness around it. So really just curiosity about the kind of wavering around that. And I wouldn't say they're signaling good and bad, but more just ways that the mind is hooked or confused or habitually relating to things. And so curiosity about it, as opposed to thinking, well, that's bad and that's good. That whole notion of bad and good is itself a dichotomy that it's more thinking around things as what is useful, what is skillful in terms of moving the heart and mind towards more freedom, and what is unskillful, what is taking me more towards contraction, suffering, confusion. And so we when we feel into that, the mindfulness and wisdom that we're cultivating begin to very naturally incline towards the skillful. and to let go of the unskillful. So the curiosity and the investigation and the understanding, the Buddha encouraged us to understand what's happening. That understanding will begin to naturally sort out what is skillful and what is unskillful. And I'd say physically, this kind of difference you describe about sometimes it brings joy and sometimes anxiousness. My experience of joy is very open and spacious. My experience of anxiousness is pretty contracted and tight. And so that simple difference between at ease or contracted is really useful in kind of resonating with whether something is moving in the direction of more ease or more struggle and suffering. And another question about attitude. This person is quoting Tejaniya, and I'm not sure where this quote comes from, but it says Saito Tejaniya has this quote: "All wrong attitudes are the defilements, craving and aversion, and I'd add delusion, and any of their relatives, such as elation, sadness, or worry." Can you say more about this in regards to elation and sadness? Isn't joy a form of elation? Isn't sadness an appropriate response to suffering? I'm newly Buddhist and have often wondered, is part of the path to have no feelings? So I think what I just talked to kind of speaks to this a little bit too. The feeling of like just that feeling of connectedness and care, of metta. That open-heartedness, that open-hearted connection, can be spun to anxiousness, wanting to connect, needing to connect. The feeling of sadness, in my experience, the word sadness for me is actually pretty pure. The word of grief for me has a little bit more stickiness, but different people have different meanings to these words. There is a form of meeting loss that has a fe has the feeling of loss, and that it has the feeling of, the kind of a what I would call sadness, that thing is not there anymore, that there's a, but the distinction for me in terms of sadness being a defilement or a wrong attitude versus it being more connected with ease and freedom is the feeling while the sadness is happening. Does it feel like there's a tearing in experience? A kind of my experience of what I call grief is that it feels like it's just tearing at me. My experience of what I call sadness is that it just pours through and it doesn't stick to anything. So that non-stickiness, to me, it's like that's a flavor of sadness that I do not associate with defilement. There is a flavor of sadness that, or what I call grief, that does feel like there's aversion and craving in there. Not shouldn't be like this. I it should not be that this loss happened. So that, while these things are happening, to look at that quality of belief underneath it is this, does the mind think it's wrong? Does it feel like it needs to hold on to it? Does it, is there any sense of, I or me in there that's holding on to something, wanting things to be another way? So sadness in that way. Now, elation, that word to me kind of has the flavor a little bit. Again, these words have different meanings to different people. So checking in for yourself, there's a form of joy, of mudita, of delight. There's actually a lot of forms. Pali has a lot of different words for flavors of happiness and joy and delight. And so that are wholesome qualities that are not constricted qualities of heart. For me, elation often has a little bit of like, a little bit of greed in there. What I call what elation. It's like there's a little bit of separation from actually being present with elation or excitement. There's a little bit of agitated energy in there. So, that's what we're looking at is, with this experience that we're calling elation or joy or happiness, is there a little bit of neediness or clinging or even resistance? I have experienced joy and felt like, wow, I can't handle this. It's like too intense. It's like, whoa, this, I got to push this down. It's too strong. And then, then wisdom arose and it's like, well, that's okay. It's impermanent. And then it got really strong and then kind of flowed into something that was a more peaceful kind of happiness. So looking at what's in the mind with the elation, I think, is what's important. Or with the excitement or with joy, is there a sense of open-heartedness of the mind being at ease with what's here, of just not of a sense of needing more of it. It's okay if it goes away. It's okay if it continues. It's okay if it goes away. So, the exploration around these states, I think it's important to look back at that. My own understanding and, the Buddha's teaching around the suffering, suffering recreated by greed, aversion, and delusion. And that's the beginning of Sayadaw's quote. Wrong attitudes are the defilements, craving, and aversion. I include delusion in there. So when greed, aversion, or delusion are present in the mind, that whatever is happening is being shaped. When they're not seen clearly, that whatever's happening is being shaped by those, that is tending to lead us to more constriction, to more suffering, often felt as a constriction. Not always. Sometimes those beliefs are not really felt as a constriction. Beliefs can be very, very subtle. When greed, aversion, and delusion fall away, the heart unconstricted, not resistant, open to what's happening, we can say that there's a whole bunch of beautiful qualities of mind that can be present. I've been talking about, the different flavors of wise attitude. Those may be the Brahmaviharas, the emotional qualities. We could say the Brahmaviharas are the emotional map of a heart that is not constricted. The Brahmaviharas are the emotions of a heart that's not caught by greed, aversion, and delusion. Love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. The qualities of the seven factors of awakening, also some of which can be felt as emotional, some of which are more related to wisdom. The quality of interest, curiosity, the investigation, the energy, the quality of energy that's connected towards the practice, joy, the piti, the curious, rapt attention, calm, tranquility. Those are also states that are present. My experience as greed, aversion, and delusion fall away is not a flat, emotionless, non-feeling place, but actually a very dynamic place that really feels, it's like the heart is even more open and sensitive to what's going on. It's just not resisting. I sometimes use the analogy of like a bowl of jello for the heart. As if the heart is constricted, it's more like, a brick. It's tight, it's bounded. And with the heart that's less constricted. It's more like jello. It's like things go through it, and the heart like wobbles in resonance with what's happening, whether joy or sorrow. But it doesn't break, it doesn't shatter. It's not hard. So the emotional map, I'd say, of the heart is very, of the open heart, of the non-constricted heart, is very dynamic. And there is that balance of mind in there. Equanimity is kind of the quality of balance that allows the heart to be able to hold all of the beauty and all of the pain. It's all there. So we need to stop. And unfortunately, today I have to end on time because I can't stay after. So I have another meeting to get to. So I'm sorry for that. But I will look at the chat and see if there's some more questions in the chat, and we'll take some more time for questions this afternoon.